10:37:45.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Third party intervener, special appearance, here to address and settle this matter on behalf of the beneficiaries of the Montauk Trust, asking for the appearance bond at no cost to me, bringing the jurisdiction of the land and the soil with me. I do not volunteer nor consent to this action. I'm challenging personal jurisdiction and evidence of ecclesiastical people. I demand the prosecutor immediately place evidence to the contrary on the court record by a sworn affidavit and proof of claim demonstrating how it has obtained personal jurisdiction over me, or these charges must be dismissed according to the laws of the United States. Failure by the prosecutor to place evidence will be considered tacit proof. In absence of such evidence, disputes an agreement between us all that this court lacks personal jurisdiction over me. Since there is no issue of dispute concerning the court's lack of personal jurisdiction to possibly overcome the deed poll, the court must dismiss the action with prejudice. I'm asking now, Judge, that I be allowed to please submit my fee schedule as well as the proposed order here to the
Your Honor, I have a...
Someone from the office is going to have to be here, a bench.
Judge, I have to object to that.
Well, so here's the problem, Mr. Reed. Let me just tell you. For one, I have not been convinced by anything you've said or presented to court that this is number two. Your matter is not for trial today, and it was not confirmed by you. Therefore, it's not... Nobody is brought your intent. Objection to what? I'm just telling you, this is not a ruling. I'm just telling you right now, you are required. It's in every order that you received, based on that order, if you had to go to trial, you confirm that Thursday at 1:30 before you.
Objection, Judge. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to explain
to you something. It's not an objection. I'm just telling you, the order that you have received every time you've been in court and you walked out the door says in that order to go to trial. Just confirm that to the court scheduler before 1:30.
I hereby affirm for the record that I do not consent and do not want to proceed at all. All matters are hereby accepted for value, discharge, all bonds associated with this case. I am not going to contract with anybody here. There is no minimum contact with any court agency.
Here's the problem. We're not going to go forward today because you didn't confirm your trial date.
Objection, sir. So, I don't have a reason to confirm it. I never wanted the trial date. I specifically said all charges were accepted for value on the record in front of witnesses, and I also recall placing you as trustee in that matter.
Your motion is denied, so this matter is either on for trial or is on for motions, but we don't do this way, Mr. Green. We don't just walk into court and start spewing motions. We have a motions calendar that's devoted to motions. Prepare your written motions, response. Everybody's given time to do that, and then the matter is placed on a hearing where a judge hears the motions. That's how we proceed in court. We don't do, essentially, motions by ambush. We just walk in and start spewing things. A written motion stating the grounds that you are relying upon for what it is you're requesting. We give the state ample time to respond to your written motion, and then that matter is heard by a judge. So they present their testimony and evidence, and judge decides that.
That's how
we proceed in courts of law.
Is this a court of law and a court of record?
It is both of those things.
So this is not an amici jurisdiction?
No, it is clearly not amici jurisdiction.
This is a court of law, a court of record?
It is not an amici jurisdiction.
So this is a
court
of law?
This is not amici court. This is not amici court in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, is this a court of law?
This is a court of law.
And it's a court of record?
This is how we're going to proceed. So if you have motions that you want a court to consider, then we do it, by the way, I just instructed every person who appears in court does this the same way. If they have motions that they want a court to consider, they write their motions and they brief their motions and they cite whatever legal authority that they think they have to support their motions. The state, given that information, responds to those motions and responds to their authority, and then a court decides what to do. That's how legal disputes are settled before a trial.
I made a special appearance here today, again, under duress.
You did not make a special appearance. You were required to be here by court order.
And I did hand you my deed poll, which means that we do now have an agreement and a contract, sir. So unless the prosecutor can provide evidence of how they have some personal jurisdiction over me, then we have no reason to try to proceed any farther. We must settle this today. It must be dismissed with prejudice. They are required to prove jurisdiction once challenged on the record. This court is well aware of that.
I find that they have jurisdiction from my review of the reports in the file. I find that there is jurisdiction, so I'm denying your motion.
Objection, Judge. You cannot rule on your judgment.
No, so you made a motion I denied it. You don't just object. Don't play this back and forth game. I'm telling you, I have denied your motion for lack of jurisdiction to dismiss this case. Now, we move on to the next issue. The matter is not being dismissed today. I find the court does have jurisdiction, and this court does have jurisdiction. So, how we move forward is the next question before the court.
I do not consent.
You are probably not the only person who does not consent.
I'm being prosecuted unlawfully, Judge.
Okay, that is your question. I understand that.
Okay, and I'm also going to be providing a bond on this case for all of you who choose to act with honor and not out of honor. It sounds like, then, for the record, that you're dishonoring my agreement to settle this case today. Is that true?
There's no such thing. Any case that gets settled, that's settled between you and the state.
Okay,
the court does not settle disputes. The parties settle disputes.
Sir, now I've offered to settle.
I don't know that you have, but the prosecutor, apparently they have not agreed to your offer. So there's not an agreement to settle, so therefore we are before the court.
I haven't heard from the prosecutor.
Your Honor, I would object to any speaking of negotiations on the record.
Yeah, so I've not been presented with any settlement agreement. So apparently there is not one. So the state is not agreeing with whatever it is that you have proposed. So there's not.
I didn't propose anything, Judge. I gave a contract to the court, and we have one right now. It's a deed poll. And unless they can prove jurisdiction, unfortunately, they breached it.
The jurisdiction issue has been resolved.
You don't have proof on the record.
I have sufficient proof for myself to find that the court has jurisdiction over you.
So you're determining jurisdiction on your own?
I am. I find sufficient proof on the record that there is jurisdiction. This court does have jurisdiction over you for this matter.
Didn't the Supreme Court say that no court is at
liberty
to determine their own jurisdiction?
See, this is the problem, Mr. Ream, is that...
I'm only trying to ask, Judge. Just trying to learn
from
you.
Well, you're trying to ask, but you're trying to argue, and the problem is, again, you submit... Mr. Ream, I'm going to be honest with you. You submit words...
That's ecclesiastical law that every judge is bound...
Well, and you're going to have to find the authority that tells me I'm bound by this ecclesiastical law.
So Article 1, Section 6 of the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, well, that's, you're going to have to prove it to me, but you bring words together that make no logical sense.
My understanding, I was innocent until proven guilty in this country, and nobody here has provided any evidence whatsoever that I've harmed anybody.
You are still presumed innocent, but the next stage is, what do we do with your trial?
I don't want a trial. I do not consent to participate in this administrative hearing.
I understand you don't consent to it, but that's where we're at.
I demand that all charges be dismissed immediately.
That's been denied. So now that it's been denied, Mr. Ring, again, that motion has been denied. So where do we go next? That is the question.
All public servants are hereby...
Your case is not being denied or dismissed. You have not provided the court with sufficient reason to do so. If you want to argue and litigate your motions, this matter needs to be put on a calendar where such things are done. We don't just do that by coming into court and spewing a bunch of legal jargon that makes absolutely no sense.
But I understand if I made a motion verbally and the prosecutor didn't have an objection that we could agree to it. That's all I was trying to accomplish, Judge.
I believe the state does have a motion. Does the state agree or consent to any of the motions that have been brought to the
No, Your Honor.
There's not an agreement. You can bring your motions, but the state is clearly not in agreement with what it is you're trying to convince the court to do. There is a dispute. You've made motions with your motions.
Okay, all public servants here are opening themselves up to liability in their personal and professional capacities.
Mr. Raymond, you keep saying that, I'm going to start treating it as a threat. And if you keep threatening the court with legal action, then there are consequences to that. So, Mr. Raymond, stop. I'm telling you right now. And I'm telling you, for your own protection, you need to stop threatening lawsuits against prosecutors or the court for simply conducting court business. And you've done that many times before. So, we're going to move forward. On behalf of the state, what is your request?
Your Honor, I would request a new jury trial date, please.
I ask the court to please have the prosecutor provide me some...
Just a moment. I'll hear from you in a moment. I just want to... And as far as the state's...
But Your Honor, I believe the speedy trial date would be December 14th.
I need a copy of the prosecutor's commercial security agreement and the bond for this action, if I could please get it.
You're going to have to make a motion for that, for the court to determine whether or not that's something you're entitled to right now.
For a bond, a surety bond, to make sure I'm not injured in these proceedings?
Correct.
There's no ground? Okay. Please note my objection.
And Your Honor, just for the sake of fairness, I am not sure that a colloquy has ever been done on this matter, so Mr. Bloom can proceed pro se.
I believe.
Objection. Can I ask who this person is next to me?
Hi, my name is Greta Coleman. I'm a deputy prosecuting attorney.
For the record, I'd like to have Ms. Coleman's bond as well. Do you need a motion to take judicial notice to, Judge?
So, Mr. Reed, here's what I'm contemplating that I'm going to do. I know this matter, I'm anticipating resetting this matter for trial, and also resetting, putting this matter on a calendar. Legal disputes are settled at the motions calendar. Proceeds to trial is simply the trial. These issues are already resolved.
May I submit my fee schedule now?
This matter for motions calendar on Tuesday, the 29th of November.
Judge, would it be possible to get those acceptances of oaths of office signed before I leave today from you as well as the prosecutors?
Until you provide legal authority to the courts to what it is and why you need it, I'm not.
It's just an acknowledgement that you guys agree to follow your oaths of office. Nothing, I'm assuming, any law-abiding public servant would have a problem signing. Would you agree to protect my civil rights and not damage them? We all agree that that's maybe a basic right that any supposed defendant could enjoy.
Mr. Ingram, I'm setting two future dates.
Can I have the court send this information
I'm going to hand you something in just a second.
Okay.
Mr. Ingram, I'm giving you a document that has two future court dates. The next court date is November 29 at 1:30. That is a motions calendar whereby any motions that you have need to be brought and will be argued on that date.
Let the record reflect that.
You can write this down. Anything that you are proposing for the court to consider by way of a motion needs to be briefed in writing and submitted to the prosecutor's office by this Friday, the 18th. Okay?
Okay.
So anything that you want the court to consider as to whatever it is you're arguing needs to be in a written brief filed with the court with a copy to the prosecutor's office by this Friday, the 18th.
I understand.
And the state can respond by the 28th.
Okay, let the record reflect I am only complying under duress and under threat of unlawful confinement, but I do not again consent to these actions.
All right, duly noted. That is your motion, sharing. So anything that you are requesting needs to be briefed with authority.
May I submit my fee schedule now to the court, Judge?
No, I'm not just considering any fee schedule. There's no reason for this court to consider any fee schedule at this point. I don't even know what that is, why you're submitting it, or what I'm supposed to do with it. You're going to have to argue that on your motions day.
Just have a mandatory counterclaim.
Mr. Green, you've sat in court many times. How many fee schedules have you seen being offered by any attorney in this court in all the times you've been here?
I will testify to one thing, Judge. I haven't been in court that much. Never was accused of a crime until my first unlawful accusation back in 2019.
Well, you've been in here. I know you're court 104 for a long time. You've been in this court for a long time. So until you provide the court with some authority as to what it is you want with a fee schedule, and some court rule in the criminal talk about fee schedules and what it is and why you're entitled to one.
Anyway,
right now there's nothing to do anything with a fee schedule.
I was referring to a mandatory counterclaim and that.
And you're going to have to look in the court rules and find where there might be a court rule in the criminal law that allows for a counterclaim.
Those were in the supplemental rules of special admiralty.
You're going to have to argue and persuade the court that somehow it needs to look at admiralty law, provide that authority. We'll take a look at it.
But you do claim this is a court of record?
I'm not answering your questions any longer. Anything else on behalf of the state?
Nothing further. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Ring, we'll see you back on the 29th of November.
That's one question he didn't answer. Is this a court of record?
Yes, Your Honor. I apologize.
No, he didn't answer. He skipped it.